Method picked up his check in our defensive zone behind the net, and their guy sort of stopped and came around the other way, and Smitty kept going. So to get over to the back door to get him, he had to cut in front of the net, and just as he was coming in front, the guy sort of threw at a bad angle from the goal line boards. Not even a scoring opportunity, and I don't know if it hit him and went in or Winch just got through him, but not a good goal. You don't want to give up those goals, but we talked to Alex after. He should have just stopped behind the net and came with his player instead of just looping around in front. And, you know, good play on their bad part. Not happy with the goal. But I thought Matt Winch has had a solid effort on Friday night. It was a good bounce-back effort from him. He didn't get a lot of work, but when he did get work, you know, he looked comfortable in the net.
We go to the Alex Smith goal, his first as a Husky.
6-1 the score. Looking for their fourth power play goal of the game. Down low is a shot. Score! Smith with the goal. That's his first, and he'll pick up the puck. Arno Hanenin will. Smith with his first goal as a Husky. A power play tally, making it 7-1.
Just kind of snuck over there real quietly on that left side of the zone.
He did, and that's one of the other adjustments we've made on the power play. We were putting Alex Smith out there. He was a, you know, the leading goal, one of the leading scorers in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, most valuable player. He knows what to do with a puck, and we got to put these players in a position where they can succeed. And I think that's the hard part when you go from one year to the next year. We had a good power play last year, but we're looking, well, who can we put in that spot where Alex Patan was, you know, because we have a lot of the same pieces, but you know, it just takes one guy, and maybe we don't have that guy. So now you've got to tweak your power play and build it around what you have instead of trying to force players into a system that you like. And I think that's critical in coaching, that you understand what you have and what the players are capable of and put them in situations where they can succeed. And Alex was in a good spot. You can see how excited our team is when a guy's, mm-hmm. you know, young yeah. guy, a freshman, score goals. And I think that's so great. And, you know, good for Alex. I hope that's the first of many.
Max McHugh gets a 5-on-3 power play goal with Redmond in the net, and then Jordan Larson finished off the scoring for Huntsville to make it a 7-3 final. The last two goals, Coach, what are your thoughts on those?
Well, you don't want to give those up, because what you're trying to do, and I thought, you know, that might give them a little momentum for the next night, and that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to have a statement game against the team and just let them know that, you know, they're not going to have an opportunity. They're going to have no chance tomorrow. And when you give up some late goals like that, it does give the opposing team a little bit of confidence. And, you know, we talked about goal scoring, how tough it is. And, you know, if you can keep them to that one, that would have been real nice. But 5-on-3, tough call on Dane Burks. You know, we took a penalty, and then right off the get-go, right off the ensuing faceoff, Dane breaks his stick. And anytime you break your stick, you have to immediately – drop it. You cannot play with a broken stick. So his blade slid off, but the puck came right to him in 3 seconds in the front of the net. So he had to try to play that puck with a broken stick. He got called for a delay of game, and now we're down 5-on-3. And we put Angus in after Winch, the shutout was broken. We wanted to get Angus Smith into a game just to get a feel. And, you know, we were waiting until we got back to 5-on-5. And so we finally get to 5-on-5, and we're going, great, let's put Angus in. And then we take a penalty, and bang, we take another. And now he's got to, you know, come off the bench cold and see a 5-on-3. They actually made a good save. The puck just happened to hit Matty Roy and bounce sort of one of their guys. But it was good to see Angus in the net. And like I said, but you don't want to give up those goals late in the game.
Final shots, it was 36 for Michigan Tech, 29 for UAH. Huskies were 4-for-7 on the power play. That's one of the big improvements that we needed going into that game.
Well, it was. And I thought overall our special teams did a real nice job. I think Joe Sean did a great job devising a game plan for killing penalties. And, you know, I think we had the first three or maybe four penalties of the game or somewhere in there. We had a lot, I know, early in the game, you know, but you know, Reed Stirls took one. They took one, then Cliff Watson took one. So, you know, we took a couple, the first one, and it's so important because we haven't been able to kill that first one, it seems like. So Joe did a nice job, you know, even though they got that late power play goal, you know, 5-on-3, I thought we did an excellent job killing penalties.
All right, we'll talk about game two, Saturday night's game. When we come back, it's more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Email your question right now, dj@themix93.com.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3600.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. We just wrapped up Friday night's win, 7-3 over UAH. And now let's talk about the Saturday win in a double overtime. It goes down as an NCAA tie, but Reed Sturrows gets the first ever WCHA 3-on-3 overtime goal. And because no other teams have gotten to that, I don't think.
Not in our league,
right?
Obviously, I mean. Yeah. So no, first time we've done it, as far as I know, ever. So obviously, that's a big goal, and the way it works, and I guess we had some players still not understanding how it shakes down. Okay. Some guys thought we got 3 points out of it, but here's what happens. So you play 60 minutes. The winner gets 3 points this year in our league. So anytime you win a game in regulation or the 5-minute overtime, that winner of that hockey game gets 3 points in the league standings. Last year, it only used to be two. So this year, you get 3 points. For a regulation or five-minute overtime game, you get 3 points. A loser gets 0 points. Once you get past the five-minute overtime period and you go to 3-on-3 or the shootout, the winner gets 2 points. So if you win on the 3-on-3 or if you get to the shootout, you get 2 points. If you lose in the 3-on-3 or the shootout, you get 1 point. So every game in our league, it's a little bit different than the National Hockey League, but every game in our league is a 3-point game. And it's going to be interesting when you look at the standings. I noticed on one site last night, USCHO, they don't have our league standings correct. And I don't know if they're aware that we've gone to a different point system. But so when Reed Searle scores that goal in the 3-on-3, which I think is going to be, and we can talk a little bit more about it, I guess, later, but I think it's going to be exciting for the fans. But when we scored that goal, we got 2 points instead of 3 points. And right. Then obviously Huntsville gets the other point for the loss. And I think it's good. I think if you battle through 65 minutes and you're still tied, that you should still get a point. Some people think if you play, once you've done a 60-minute game, you should be able to get a point. But I'm glad. I like the system with the way we have it. It could be a little confusing when you look at the points, but we got 5 out of the 6 points, which is a pretty darn good weekend. If you can do that most weekends, especially at home, you're going to be okay at the end of the day.
All right, go back and to that overtime in the 3-on-3. I don't think Huntsville touched the puck. I mean, it was
well, they didn't. No, we won the faceoff, and that's why it's critical. And that opening faceoff is so big once you go 3-on-3 because there's so much room out there on the ice, and you have to be careful. You have to possess the puck because if you come down and you take a shot and you get caught out of position, you know, it's either going to be a 2-on-1 or possibly a breakaway the other way. So we did a good job. We possessed the puck. We had the real good scoring opportunity. Almost right from the faceoff, we created a 2-on-1. And Reed made a great play to Shane Hanna, but it just sort of was a rolling puck, it bobbled a little bit.